This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Welcome, Rabbi Yisai. So we have a special share this morning. The Minag Yisrael is that after the Tefillah, during the days of Hanukkah, we say the 30th chapter of Tehillim, Mizmar Shir Chanukas Habayis LeDavid. That is the Kaiseres of this chapter. The Kaiseres means the heading. The chapter begins really, Arimimcha Hashem Kidili Soni, and the Kaiseres, the heading is Mizmar Shir Chanukas Habayis LeDavid. In fact, maybe on some of your sheets, I made number 2 from the Ma'aser Rav, Ois Reish Mem Aleph. The Ma'aser Rav says, Shir Shal Yoim L'Shmoina Simei Chanukah, Kapitol Lamed, Mizmar Shir Chanukas. Meaning the Gra holds that on Chanukah, you don't say the Shir Shal Yoim, Hayom Yom Shlishi B'Shabbos, Hayom Yom Revi B'Shabbos. You say this. This is the Shir Shal Yoim for Chanukah. It's not just something you happen to say after. Every day of Chanukah, you say, Mizmar Shir, this is the official Shir Shal Yoim. The Ber Avram, the son of the Gra, brings on this chapter that David, Asa HaMizmar Hazeh, he made this Mizmar, Lashir Oisai, that it should be sung, the Chanukas Habayis Asida, when the second Beis HaMikdash would be inaugurated, Bimei HaChashmonam, in the times of the Hasmoneans. V'gam v'hilokach habayis al guf ha'adam. Also, the Chanukas Habayis refers to man's body. Al derech oyevei ish anshei beisai. The enemies of a man are the people of his household. Who are man's main enemies? The people of his household. Okay. You know, for the Hamei Vinyavin. So, therefore, when it says to the bias is referring to the Guf HaAdam. Urshe Yachnechuhu HaMesrape Mechol Yoi. And the inauguration of the Guf is when one is healed from his illness. So you say this Mizmar as a Haidah. Both of these kavanos are close to each other, meaning they're both very similar. This is a song of the inauguration of the second Beis HaMikdash in the times of Chanukah, and it's also a song to be sung when one recovers from an illness. But the question is that if you look through the chapter seems to have absolutely nothing to do with the Beis HaMikdash. It's thanking Hashem that Hashem delivered me. Arimimcha Hashem, I praise you, Hashem. Kidili sani, v'loy simach doivayli. You did not allow my enemies to rejoice over me. God, I cried out to you, and you healed me. Nothing to the Beis Hamikdash. You elevated from the abyss my soul. You gave me life from descending into the pit. Your anger was a moment, but goodwill, life was in your goodwill. And it's, in other words, this chapter speaks about David HaMelech recovering from illness and also from being saved from his enemies. What then does this have to do with the building of the Beis HaMikdash? So in the Sefer Sheiros Yosef, Sheiros Yosef was written by one of the great Mechabrim of the last generation, from Shlomo Halevi Warman, who lived in this neighborhood. He lived on 150th, on the block of Yeshiva Chavetz Chaim. He was Rosh Shiva in Hebrew Academy of Nassau County. He's a Talmud Muvak of Reb Lazer Silver. And he has a very incredible Haskamos in his Sefer from the Shevet HaLevi and Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach. And many Gedolim were very Machshav his Sefer. I had this chus to be Nene from his Torah. So he brings down this question, Achelek Dalet, Simenon Aleph. He says, V'hi'idu ho'achroinim. To have a kola perek mishtoi b'hoidoas David, al shagaloi mitzaroisav. David Melch is thanking Hashem that he was redeemed from his distress. Umahu akesher mizeh l'chanukas habayis. The Chanukas habayis is the kaiseres of the chapter, but it seems to have nothing to do with the main body of what this subject speaks about. Okay, so he says an incredible pshat, a lamda shepshat, a very gishmak pshat. There's a Rashi in Zvachim, on Daf Chav Dalet. Rashi says that even though Shlomo built the Beis HaMikdash, David did make a contribution to the Mikdash. What was David's contribution?
He was the architect.
He sanctified the Ritzvah. He sanctified the Ritzpah, the floor of the Beis HaMikdash, by bringing two carbon taidos and a special shira that was performed. Okay, that's the Rashi and Zvachim. That even though Shlomo built the Beis HaMikdash, David sanctified the Ritzpah. So, Taisus over there points out, from the Yushalmi, that this Kiddush that David did to the Ritzpah was like the Kiddush of the Azara. And you know, in order to be Mekadosh the Azara, you needed a few ingredients. You needed a Melech, you needed a king to be there. You needed a Navi to be there. And you needed the Urim V'tumim. And who was the Melech that was involved in sanctifying the Azara and the Ritzpah? David, and the God was the Navi. So from here we see that the sanctification of David was only because he had a din of a melech. Okay, look in the next paragraph. It says, "V'hanira b'zel loymar, dina isa b'rashi and zvachim, that even though Shlomo, after Shlomo banas habayis, mikamakam David kideshes haritzpah, David sanctified the ritzpah b'shtei toidois, with two carbon toidois, uv'shir shal pegayim, Uve Toisus Sham Hevi Mirshami and Shvuas, Toisus springs from the Shami and Shvuas Parak Beis Halacha Gimel, that this Kiddush was the same as the din of Kiddush HaAzara, that you needed a Melech, a Navi, and an Urim V'tumim, and a Sanhedrin of 71. And the Gemara in Shvuas says on Daf Yudaleh, David was the Melech, God was the Navi. So from here we see that the Kiddush of David only helped because he had a din of a Melech. Now he says, look in the Gemara in Shvuas on Daf Tesvav, that for the Azara to be Miskadesh, you need Shayari Mincha. You need the remnants of the Mincha. So Tosfos says, wait a second. How are you Mekadesh the Azara with a carbon? Now, how do you makriv a carbon? On a Mizbeach. You can't have a Mizbeach without an Azara. So how do you sanctify the Azara to make it a Mizbeach? In other words, it's like a... It's a Chayzer Chalila, it's called. It's an endless circle. In order to sanctify the Azara, you need to bring Karbanis. In order to bring Karbanis, you need a Mizbeach. In order to have a Mizbeach, you need an Azara. So you can't be Makrav on a Bama. He says, V'huksha HaToysus, V'ayin B'Shvuas, Ein Azara Miskadashas, Ela B'Shiyari Mincha. V'huksha HaToysus, according to the Man Damar and Zvachim, Ein Mincha B'Bama, how are they Mekadesh it? So, says Rabbi Warman, Zechorin Lebracha, V'shamati mimoirai v'rabbi hagoin ho'adir marenu Rabbi Eliezer Zilber. So that's how I heard from my Rabbi, Rabbi Eliezer Silver, right, who is a Talmud of the Rogachover and the Meshach Chachma, and then a rabbi in Cincinnati. He says, by the way, Rabbi Warman lived in Rabbi Eliezer Silver's basement, so he heard this from him. He says, "D'ulai ayedei kiddush haritzba, maybe by David sanctifying the ritzba, Paul David l'salek din de bama me'amakim. David was successful in removing the din of bama from the place. Why? How did he? And that's only because v'mipasha yedin de melech alav, because he had the status of a melech. Fine. He says, if you look in Rav Lazer Silver Sefer, the Anfeyerez, it could be there is an Isser Bamas after he was Mekadesh the Ritzvah. Okay, so what do we learn from here? Who is Mekadesh the Ritzvah? David. How? Because he was a Melech. The Azara was only Mekadesh b'Shiyari Mincha. Aye, they couldn't bring the Shiyari Mincha because it wasn't a Mizbeach. No, the fact that David sanctified the Ritzvah allowed them to bring the Shiyari Mincha to Mekadesh the Azara. So now there's a very interesting stira. King David, you ever hear of him? He was, what did he do for a living? He was a king. How long was he a king for? So it's a stira. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf Zayin, brings a stira. In Malachim Aleph, Perek Aleph, it says, Hayomim Asher Malach David al Yisrael, Arbaim Shana, he was a king for 40 years. Bechevroin Malach, Sheva Shanim, Uvisholayim Malach, Shloshim Shalashanim. He was a king in Jerusalem for 33 years and a king in Hebron for 7 years. But in Shmuel Beis Parakeh it says, the Bechevron Malach al Yehuda Shavashanim v'shishach adashim. But it says in Hebron he ruled for 7.5 years. So it's a stira. Did he rule for 7 years or did he rule for 7.5 years? Right? I'm sure that bothered you. You probably couldn't sleep last night. You were tossing and turning that in Malachim Aleph Paragraph, it says David was ruled in Hebron 7 years, and in Shmuel Beis, it says he ruled for 7.5 years.
They're rounding off. You know, you've been in the room for 7 years, 6 months, and a day.
All right, so you're saying you slept well. Okay. But maybe...
I didn't actually.
You know, the less you sleep, the better you sleep. But, umasik b'gemara, the Gemara answers, Dahani shisha chadashim loy kachashav. 6 months, then in Malachim we don't count. You know why? Mishum dinet stara, David was a metzahira. Upirish Rashi explains, Deloy hoysa malchusay shlema. His malchus was incomplete. During the 6 months he was a metzahira, his malchus was incomplete. Mishum dinet stara oysa shisha chadashim. He was a metzahira during those 6 months. Yeah? During those 6 months, David was a metzaira. Ubiyaruha achroinim. The achroinim explain.
Right?
So when he was in Hebron, 6 of those months, he was a metzaira. Now the achroinim explain what are the ramifications of the fact that he was a metzaira. Lefi divrei, the Gemara in Harios, it says, Asher nosi yechta, that if the king does a sin, that excludes, pratlin nosi shenetzara, that excludes a king that has saras, shenema vayinaga shemasa melech, vayimitzara ad yoy moisai, vayashav beveis hachavshis. It says about the king who had saras, he was in the free house of Perish Rashi. Denavse chavshi min amachos, he was free of dominion. Kehed yoy dami, now he has the status of a simpleton and he does not bring the carbon of a melech, instead he brings the carbon of a hedyoit. Veinu mavi sar, he doesn't bring the sar of the nasi, but rather the carbon of the hedyoit. So then it comes out, those 6 months that David was a Metzaira, what kind of carbon would he have brought? Would he have brought the carbon of a melech? No, he would not have brought the sire of the Nasi, but rather as a simpleton.
So
Bnei
Israel didn't have a melech during those 6 months.
Right.
There was no substitute, there's, no vice.
No. In fact, Rabbi Warman brings in parentheses that... There's what's the reason why a melech that has saras does not have the status of a melech? Since he has to be in solitude and isolated, he can't exert sarara, he can't exert power. And there's actually a shaila in halacha. If someone is incapacitated as a melech and then someone rebels and is married by malchus, does that have the status of being married by malchus since he's not exercised? Okay. So we know for 6 months David HaMelech was not a melech. Now the truth is, there's another reason he wasn't a melech. Why? Next paragraph. Ube'emes gami pas siba acheres nestalek din de melech mi David. The truth is, there's another reason that David's status of melech was lost. Ba'oisem vav chadashim. Because there's the Yerushalmi in Rosh Hashanah, which now I'm sure is coming back to you. And the Yerushalmi in Harios, in Perek Gimel. That those the oisam vav chadashim dolei kachashav haya oisam vav chadashim shai David bareach me'av shalom. That the 6 months that David was a metzora were the 6 months he was running away from Avshalom. Va'amar Rav Huna deba'oisa izman haya David meskaper b'seira kehedyot. That the Yerushalmi says during those 6 months David was meskaper with a regular carbon. Now. If you look in the Gilui Nashas in Rosh Hashanah and the Yerushalmi, Rabbi Akiva Eiger says that the 6 months that David was running away from Avshalom were those 6 months that he was a Metzora, Veshuv Haya Miskaper Kehedyot, and then he was atoned with like a Hedyot. Why Mipas Saratai? Because of his Saras. In other words, Rabbi Akiva Eiger learns that during the 6 months, David HaMelech was atoned with the carbon of a regular person because of his saras. Ulam beparshas drachim, in the parshas drachim of the Mishnah Lamelech, in the chapter Derech Hamelech, Drush Rav Yebez Mavuar, demi paas brichasei me'av shalom greda, kfar nifka mimeno din demelech. There's a different reason why he was neskaper with the carbon of a regular person and not with the carbon of a melech, not only because of his saras, but because the people were following Avshalom, so he sort of lost his power. So there are really two reasons why during those 6 months David HaMelech did not have a din of a melech. Number one, he had saras, and number two, he was running away from Avshalom. Then Neisham not achrei Avshalom. The Radak also says this idea that when he was running away from Avshalom, he was not acting as a melech.
And the Chida in the Sefer She'er Yosef brings in the Meiri, the Ein Loy Din Denasi Elaboid Shumachzik B'Malchusoy. Only a king who exercises authority and maintains his malucha has a status of a melech. V'chein mashma B'Medrash Rus on the pasuk V'atashav Mitzada Koitzrim She'nitznitzam Imenu HaMalucha. That the Medrash says that Boaz foresaw that the malucha would slip away from David. Umavuar sham, and it's explained over there, dazeh haya b'shvel meridas Avshalom. It was because of Avshalom's rebellion. V'chein kasim b'avnei nezer and yaradeh asim and shen yud beis, ois tezvav. Okay. Ulefizeh, next paragraph. If I were to ask you, during those 6 months, why was David not considered a melech? There are two reasons.
Avshalom and the
Tzaras. Well, if he's ever oisim vav chadashim, lo have a din de melech al David, mi pas beis sibois. Number one, mi pas meridas avshalom, and mi pas saratoi. And for these two reasons, he was meskaper b'seira with a female goat, and not with a sa'ir like a melech. Mi pas shteim hoi meskaper b'seira kehedyoid. V'rak hishenerag avshalom, only when avshalom was killed, and he was nisrape from his taras, he was restored to his malucha. Ulefizeh, according to this, had God not helped him from his enemies, had God not cured him, what would he not have been? A melech. If he wouldn't have been a melech, what could he not have done? Sanctified the ritzvah. If he wouldn't have sanctified the ritzvah, which carbon could they not have brought? The mincha. If they wouldn't have brought the mincha, what never would have been sanctified? The azara. So if not for David being a melech, being saved from his saras, being healed from, being saved from Avshalom, they couldn't inaugurate the Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, in the chapter of inauguration of the Beis HaMikdash, David HaMelech thanks Hashem for what? V'loi simachta oivai li, you didn't let Avshalom conquer me. And Shivati Elecha Vatir Poini, I cried out to you and you healed me. Because had God not healed David, had God not saved him from his enemy, he would have remained a plebeian, a simpleton. He wouldn't have been a melech, he couldn't have been Mekadesh the Ritzvah, the Azara would not have been the Skadesh, and they couldn't have had a Beis HaMikdash.
Rebbe, we just learned a few weeks ago in that one of our Torah is that it was Shlomo that did that kind of Kasabayas.
Shlomo did it. But it only because David kicked it off. How did he kick it off?
Oh, couldn't Shlomo have done just what David did? He could have sanctified the Ritzvah. As a matter of fact, the question I have...
No, apparently not.
Told him
no.
Specifically, he wasn't going to build a Beis HaMikdash, that his son was going to...
He didn't. He didn't build it. He was mechanech it. How is he mechanech it? Through Kedushas HaRitzvah. Apparently at that...
That means,
as long as David was alive, he was the melech. So that means Shlomo could not have done it.
He wasn't allowed to do it.
He wasn't allowed to build it, but the Chanukah was dependent on the Kiddush.
So the Chanukah is normally when it's finished, right?
No, actually, I'll tell you something interesting after. The Chanukah, it could be done like when they lay the foundation, even before the actual binyan. Take a look over here. Ulefiza. We're in the third to last paragraph. Ulefiza. Lule Hashem sha'azar lai. Had God not assisted him, b'nitzchoinoi al Avshalom, in his dominion, in his conquest over Avshalom, in his victory over Avshalom, uverefuas tzarate, in his healing from his tzaras, lai hava alav shuvdin de melech. V'loi haya biyadu l'kadosh ha'sar ritzvah. He cannot have sanctified the ritzvah, cannot have removed from the mizbeach the iser bamos, that you need to be a melech according to Yerushalmi. V'chein mashma b'Yerushalmi al hakosav v'yal David b'midbar God. The ayri acharei shenarag Avshalom. It's talking about after Avshalom was killed. U'kedem avor sham b'psukim. V'hashda. Move on. Hey, Tev. Now we understand very well. Hoda amar David. Mizmar shechanukas habayis. Now we understand why David connected his song of inauguration b'nogea legulasa mitzaraisav in connection to his being redeemed from his tzara. Tehare oisa chanukas habayis shezocha David. That chanukas habayis that David was zoicha to liyo isloi chilek ba to have a share in it b'ma shekidesh es haritzba by sanctifying the floor nishave rak mishum shedavid chazal machusayim. It was only because David was restored to his malchus. The chal alav shuv din de melech. The al dahu the hoydel Hashem yizbarach. Aroy mimcha Hashem kidili sani. The loisi machda. Oy vaili. Sheshabchuhu. He praised him. Al shenes bala. Machshavas avshalom. He praised Hashem that the plans of Hashem were nullified. Oy vai David. And he thanked Hashem. Hashem alaykai. Shivate lechavat tirpa'enui. God, I cried out to you and you healed me. That David praised Hashem that he's mekabel his tefillah. V'nisrapa mitzaratoi. And therefore, his status of melech was restored and he was able to be mekadesh the ritzbah and have a chelek in the Chanukah. It's interesting, Rabbi Yonasan Eibishitz writes that the reason why the Kohanim removed their shoes when they enter the temple, is that the Ritzvah was so holy, it infused those who walked on it with tremendous chachma, and therefore there could not be any separation between one's flesh and the Ritzvah itself. So we see that even the floor of the Mikdash was the Davar Kadosh. And then finally he ends off, Ulai, this is what he means at the end of the Mizmar, Hafachta Mispedi L'machali. What does that mean, Hafachta Mispedi? You transformed my Mispade. What does Mispade mean? Right, my eulogy for dancing. What eulogy? It sounds like Avelos.
Transferred from being ice melech to being melech.
So what's the inyan of Avelos here? Because the halach is that a mitzayra has the status of an avel. Betchila nasan shelch v'adal Hashem yisbarach, that he transformed his misbeid. Now also, besides him, what else was the mourning? How did David regain the status of melech? By Avshalom being conquered. But Avshalom being conquered means Avshalom was killed. And who had a sechiva for Avshalom? David. So mitoich that Avelos for Avshalom, that Avelos was transformed into Simcha because it restored his malchus. Dahaya harigas Avshalom lemechuloi. That the killing of Avshalom led to, so to speak, rejoicing for David. And then he thanked Hashem for healing him from his saras, because a mitzvah has a din of an avel. Like the Rambam writes in Hilchos Tumas Saras, Halacha Vav, Perek Yud, that a mitzvah muchlad covers his head and wraps up his lips like an avel. You can't greet him like an avel. V'shuv kashen esrapa, hoydel Hashem, now he's allowed to remove his sackcloth of avelos, and he doesn't have to act like an avel. This is what it means. Pitachta saki, you release me from my sackcloth, and by doing so, v'atazreini simcha, which simcha? The simcha of the Chanukas Beis HaMikdash. That when he was restored to being a melech, he was able to be mekadesh the ritzvah and remove from the din bama from the place, and he was able to be besimcha that he had a chelek in the Beis HaMikdash. So this is some of the thoughts of Mizmar Shir Chanukah Sabayis L'David. As we mentioned, some suggest that the reason why we say Mizmar Shir Chanukah Sabayis L'David is because, does anybody know how many times in the Mishnayis is Chanukah mentioned in the Mishnah? 6 times. You have in Bikurim, that you could bring Bikurim until Chanukah and be Koyre the Parsha Bikurim. You have a Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah that talks about the shluchim going out during the month of Kislev for Chanukah. You have a Mishnah in Megillah. You have a Mishnah in Moed Katan. You have Mishnah in Baba Kama that says, you know, if the Chenmeni left a light outside, he is Chayiv, but B'ner Chanukah Pater. There's 6 references to Chanukah in the Mishnayis. But the halacha of Bikurim is that until the time of Chanukah, you could bring Bikurim and say the Parsha Bikurim. Now, part of the Parsha Bikurim is Arei Mimcha Hashem Ki Dilisani. So that's also another connection between Mizmar Shir Chanukah Sabayis L'David and Chanukah. Okay, so just one more point. What you mentioned before, when do they make a Chanukah? Rav Yaakov Emden has a very interesting pshat that he says, if you look in the Navi Chagai in Parak Beis, Chagai's visions, at least 2 of them, took place on Chav Dalid Kislev. And that's very curious, Chav Dalid Kislev. So actually it says that they set the foundation of the second Beis HaMikdash on Chav Dalid Kislev.
So the Rabbi Yaakov Emden suggests that if they set the foundation on Chav Da'at Kislev, then they made the Chanukah the very next day, even though they didn't build it yet. Right? So that's just another example where...
The foundation was destroyed in the first book. Usually you can't destroy a foundation.
Right. But we find in Al Narai's Bavel that they made a point of Aru Ad HaYisayid Ba, to dig it up from the source. So they had a... They did... You know, the Goyim had a specific reason why they wanted to uproot the foundation. So that's just another example of the Chanukah taking place before even it was fully in use. The Rabbi Yaakov Emden adds that, you know, the Rambam holds that you're allowed to do the Avodah in the Makam HaMikdash even if the Mikdash is not there. So it would come out then, when was the first time they lit the Menorah in the second Beis HaMikdash? If the Menorah was lit at night, so Chav Dalet, they laid the foundation, that means the first lighting of the Menorah, they already lit Chav Hei Kislev, the night of Chaf Kislev. So it comes out that when they rededicated the menorah on Chaf Kislev 200 years later, that was not the first time Chaf Kislev was significant. Actually, it had a predecessor 200 years earlier when they lit the menorah the first time Chaf Kislev. And Rabbi Yaakov Emden says, this perhaps is the basis of, according to many Paiskim, the Sudas on Chanukah are Sudas Rishus, they're not a Sudas Mitzvah, because what's the Mitzvah to have a Suda? But he says it could be the basis that it is a Sudas Mitzvah, is because the original Chanukah of the second Beis HaMikdash took place on that date. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, wishing everyone a Freilichen Chanukah.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.